The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus spoke to the crowds about the kingdom of God, and he healed those who needed to be cured. As the day was drawing to a close, the 12 approached him and said, "Dismiss the crowd so that they can go to the surrounding villages and farms and find lodging and provisions, for we are in a desert place, in a deserted place here." He said to them, "Give them some food yourselves." They replied, "Five loaves and two fish are all we have, unless we ourselves go and buy food for all these people." Now the men were numbered about 5,000. Then he said to his disciples, "Have them sit down in groups of about 50. They did so and made them all sit down. Then taking the five loaves and the two fish and looking up to heaven, he said the blessing over them, broke them, and gave them to the disciples to set before the crowd. They all ate and were satisfied. And when the leftover fragments were picked up, they filled 12 wicker baskets." The Gospel of the Lord. Have any of you been keeping up with the National Eucharistic Pilgrimage? It recently came through Oklahoma. The pilgrims and those who are traveling with the Blessed Sacrament all across the country. Like last year, they traveled from city to city, ending up in Indianapolis for the National Eucharistic Congress. But this year, there's another group of pilgrims, and they're traveling a different route from kind of north to south, I presume ending somewhere near the ocean. I don't know where they're going, but they're traveling with Jesus in the Eucharist, bringing our Lord from town to town, from city to city, place to place. They stop at churches and parishes and cathedrals and places that have prayer, worship, adoration, benediction, processions to bring the Lord to the streets, to the roads, and to the places where he's needed. They're traveling with the Lord and bringing him and asking the Lord to help us to grow closer to him and to his heart. Are we close to Jesus? Are you close to Jesus in your life? Do you have a relationship with Jesus? Do you spend time with Jesus in the Eucharist? All the questions we need to ask ourselves, and also this one, is Jesus the answer for you? The Eucharist, we teach, is the real presence of Jesus Christ. It is not a symbol of his presence or a nice sign that Jesus is nearby. No, we believe as Catholics that the Eucharist is the real Jesus, truly and substantially present under the appearance of bread and wine. And at the words of consecration, when the priest says, "This is my body, this is my blood," we no longer have bread and wine. We have the God of the universe, Jesus Christ, the Word made flesh. Jesus makes himself truly present for us as our food. So when we come to Mass on Sunday, do we come because of this teaching? If we believe this, we should be here as often as we can to encounter the true presence of Jesus. Do we come to receive the Lord in word and sacrament? Do we come because we have an overwhelming desire to receive Jesus, especially in the Eucharist? Do you come to Mass for this reason, to encounter him, love him, to meet him? What always surprises me when I go to pray with Jesus in Eucharistic adoration is the feeling and the truth that I'm not coming to meet him. He rather has come to meet me. He has called me to this moment and place and time. In a sense, Jesus is always waiting for me. He's waiting for you. Your act of faith, your love. In John's Gospel, chapter 6, Jesus asks his disciples, "Why are you searching for bread that perishes? Search for the bread that lives on into eternal life." Jesus says, "I am the bread that endures, endures to eternal life. I am the bread of life. The bread that I give you is my flesh for the life of the world." In John 6, he says, "Eat my flesh and drink my blood, and you will have life." But how do you know this? How do we know that this is the true presence of Jesus? One of the truths of the Bible regarding the teachings of our Lord is that whatever Jesus says is. We see this all throughout the Bible, the Gospels, obviously, in particular. Jesus in the Scriptures, in the Gospels. For example, when he goes to the tomb of Lazarus and says, "Lazarus, come out," he comes out. When he says to the paralytic, "Rise, take up your mat and walk," the man rises and goes home. So at the Last Supper, when Jesus says, "Take and eat, this is my body. Take and drink, this is my blood." What Jesus says is. And we should not have any doubt. In the Eucharist, Jesus makes himself a gift, revealing to every man and woman his infinite love. He pours out his entire self into every encounter with him. In every Holy Communion that you and I receive, why does he do this? Imagine for one moment just one of us living our life without this kind of love that Jesus gives to us in the Holy Sacrament. Jesus offers to us his life on the cross, and now he offers his life to us in the Eucharist so that we understand the power of this love. He meant it when he said to us, "I am with you until the end. I'm with you until the end of the age." He makes this promise true through the Eucharist. He's with us to the end of the age. In every tabernacle, in every monstrance, on every altar. St. Francis of Assisi was a man who lived this beautiful life of holiness. We all have heard of him, maybe know something about him. He had a great love for Jesus in the Eucharist, and he offered these thoughts on the Eucharist in his own writings, saying, "Why is it that you do not know the truth and believe in the Son of God? Behold, every day he humbles himself, just as when from royal thrones he came into the womb of the Virgin. Every day he comes to us himself, humbly appearing. Every day, he descends from the bosom of the Father upon the altar in the hands of the priest. And just as to the holy apostles in true flesh, so even now he shows himself to us in the sacred bread. And just as when they gazed at his own, very own flesh, they saw only his flesh, but contemplating with spiritual eyes, believed him to be God. So we too, seeing bread and wine with bodily eyes, are to see and firmly believe that they are his most holy body and blood, living and true. And in such a manner, the Lord is always with his faithful. Just as he himself says, "Behold, I am with you even to the end of the age." Live your life with the Jesus in this way. Live your life with Jesus in the Eucharist on your mind. Live a Eucharistic life, offering your love and your service and your whole being to Jesus and the church, to those who are in need, who need to be loved, who need healing from the Lord. This means live your life in complete love for and with Jesus. Come to Jesus in the Eucharist, our food for eternal life. And from the words of St. Thomas Aquinas, who said in prayer, "O hidden God, devoutly I adore you. You are truly within the forms that are before me. My heart bows down before you, and as I contemplate you, everything goes away." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.